Hi developers, I'm Hussein Dilia, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to develop iOS applications using Xamarin. Specifically here, we'll learn how to create an application that contains a toolbar item that will display a menu for certain options for your page. So as we see here, this application contains this toolbar at the bottom of the page where I have icons for or menu items for certain actions. So let's learn how to develop this application in Xamarin. For that, I'll fire up Xamarin Studio, go and create a new solution, choose Single View App Template, and hit Next, then call our application Toolbar App iOS, for example, then Next and create the project. Once the project is created, we'll go to the storyboard, and from the storyboard, we choose to overview the application as an iPhone 6 application, then go and add the toolbar from the toolbox window right here. So I'll go and search for toolbar. So here it is, my toolbar. Now I just go and drag and drop it to my user interface here. Make sure you do drop it the right way. Great. Now this is our toolbar item. As you see here in the toolbar, I have some options that I can change, like the bar tint or the color of the toolbar. Here we can choose this color, for example. And we do also have a default item and this toolbar, which is the item right here. So if I select that item, you see that its type is of type UI bar button item, and it also have some options I can change, like the style, and also I can change its identifier. So here you see here it's written the text item, but I can go and change that to add, for example, and within add they have this icon plus to tell I want to add an item. In addition to that, we can change the color of its tint. So here it's displayed in blue, but we can change it to white, for example. To add a new item, we just look for an element called UI bar button item. So this is my bar button item, drag and drop it right here. And the same, we can change its text property or its icon. So let's say here I'll make it as a search button. So it will display the icon for the search. I can change the tint, white color. Let's add another button for refresh, for example. So all I need to do is to change that identifier to refresh. Great. Now what if I want to add another button to display an action that is not in this list of identifiers? So in that case, I just pick custom and then give the name of this menu item. Let's say here, for example, I want to call it like, for example, and here it is. So what if now I want that to add another action, but I want to place it at the right of the menu item instead of being at the left by default? So to do that, let's just change it, stop, for example. So to do that, I need to add another button item. I put it between the action menu that I want to place it at the right and the other items. And I'll change its identifier to be here, flexible space. So if I choose flexible space, look at what will happen. So you see here It will make sure that the items at the right will be placed at the right of the menu item. And here, of course, this arrow will not be shown in the real application. Great. Now that we have created our menu, now we want to associate an action for each menu so that when the user clicks the add icon here, an action will be triggered. To do that, we just select that menu and double click to generate the event handler. As you see here, it's now telling me where to place that event handler inside my view controller. So I place it after the constructor, and right here I can add, let's say I want to display an alert telling that the user just clicked the add action. And the same thing for the other actions, we just select them, double click, and generate the event handler for them. But this time the user chooses the action here is search. So let's say you press it search. Good, now let's run this application and see it. For our new toolbar, I click add and here it is my alert shown. I hope this video was helpful for you and thank you.